ladies and gentlemen, he's one of America's best political humorists and satirists from Chicago, Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys and girls, moms and dads, cats and dogs. More about them later. And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, this past week has had blizzards in New York, primary elections in five states, resignations in the Secret Service, and TSA agents manhandling a 7-year-old girl and a 62-year-old congressman from Texas. Where do we begin?
Well, Stevie and Ryan, I'm in a musical mood again this morning, and I feel like playing another round of musical news.
Musical news! That's the game in which I play a song, or a piece of song, and our guests try to figure out the news story from the past week that goes with it. And here to play musical news with us once again are two former presidential candidates. First, Democrat Al Gore.
Hi, Stevie. Hi, Ryan. Hello, Connect FM listeners.
And Republican Bob Dole.
Bob Dole says good morning, Stevie. Bob Dole says good morning, Ryan.
And Stevie J reminds our listeners yet again that Bob Dole always refers to himself in the third person. In other words, Bob Dole says Bob Dole instead of using the pronoun I. In any case, gentlemen, you played musical news before, so you know that the idea of the game is this. I'm going to play a short musical clip, and you are going to identify the song and tell us how it relates to some news story in the past week. For example, listen to this song.
Ay, 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 é o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em salsa americano. Ay, 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 ay. E vem de batata, e vem de caruru, e vem de mugonza, e vem de boi seu tabuleiro tem, e tudo que bom vem, pachori, popa, ai, ai, beleguentes, ai, 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 é o canto do pregoneiro.
All right, if you saw Woody Allen's classic film Radio Days, you'll recognize that song is South American Way by Carmen Miranda. And of course, the news story behind that song was the Secret Service scandal, which tarnished President Obama's recent trip to South America. So now that everyone knows how the game works, let's play musical news. Vice President Al Gore, Senator Bob Dole, name this song and tell us how it relates to a recent news story. Senator Bob Dole.
Stevie, Bob Dole says that's Diana Ross and the Supremes singing a Beatles song. You can't do that. And the news story behind that song was the Supreme Court, a.k.a. the Supremes, listening to the oral arguments surrounding the Arizona immigration law this week. And once again, the Obama administration had a rough day in court. As was the case a couple of weeks ago when the Supremes listened to the oral arguments for and against Obamacare.
Wow, you nailed that one, Senator Dole. And in a comment that sort of said it all, Chief Justice John Roberts told the president's solicitor general, quote, "It seems to me the federal government just doesn't want to know who's here illegally."
He got that right. President Obama's got this case wrong, which is why Governor Brewer in Arizona is going to win it.
Well, let's see who will win our next round by getting the next song and news story right. And here is the song.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know
much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for. Now, I don't claim.
All right. All right. What's the song and the story, Al Gore?
Stevie, that was Sam Cooke singing Wonderful World. And the new story that goes with it was President Obama's campaign trips. Official presidential visits this week to the University of North Carolina, the University of Colorado, and the University of Iowa. And in all three places, President Obama addressed the concerns that students have about their student loans. And he just happened to mention what a wonderful world it would be if he gets reelected.
Yes, sir. You won that round, Vice President Al Gore.
Stevie?
Yes, sir.
Stevie?
Yep.
It's Bob Dole.
Yep.
That's only half the story. Those trips funded by the taxpayers, they're all campaign trips. Designed to get impressionable college kids to vote for Obama in November. It's a travesty, Stevie, a travesty. Where's the outrage? Now, here, play this clip. It proves my point.
All right, let's hear what's on this clip from President Obama's speech to the students at the University of North Carolina. Listen up.
Now everybody will give lip service to this. You'll hear a lot of folks say, yeah, education's important. It's important. But it requires not just words, but deeds. And the fact is that since most of you were born, tuition and fees at America's colleges have more than doubled. And that forces students like you to take out a lot more loans, there are fewer grants, you rack up more debt. Can I get an amen? The average student who borrows to pay for college now graduates with about $25,000 in student loan debt. That's the average. Some are more. Can I get an amen for that?
Yeah,
I know. It's because some folks have more debt than that.
All right, Vice President Al Gore, do you still say that was an official presidential visit and not a campaign trip?
Amen, Stevie. Amen.
Gentlemen, let's move on to our next song and our next news story. And here it is.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. Doggy in the window. I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog.
All right, Vice President Al Gore, do you know this one, sir?
Yes, I do, Stevie. That's Patty Page singing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. And the news story is Mitt Romney putting his dog Seamus in a cage on top of his car when his family used to take vacations. Bob Dole say something here?
Go ahead, Senator Dole.
Stevie, first of all, Seamus the dog loved riding in that cage on top of Mrs. Romney's Cadillac. One of Mrs. Romney's two Cadillacs, Bob Dole might add. In any case, it seemed you played the wrong song, which is why Al Gore identified the wrong story. Now here, play this one.
Hot dogs, Armor hot
up, kids eat armor hot dogs. Kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Yeah, Senator
Picking
Dole.
It up on
I,
the old
I know that's the Armor hot dog song, but what's the news story?
The news story isn't Mitt Romney putting his dog on top of his car. It's Barack Obama admitting that he ate dogs when he was a kid in Indonesia. So if President Obama's campaign manager, David Axelrod Trotsky, wants to talk about Seamus the dog, consider this. If Seamus had been Barack Obama's dog, Seamus would not have wound up in a cage on a car roof. Seamus would have wound up in a bun with mustard.
Whoa. Let's not take that story any further, Senator Dole. I think we get the picture. But I want to thank you.
Put some ketchup on Seamus.
I want to thank you, former Senator Bob Dole, former Vice President Al Gore.
You're welcome.
For playing musical news with us once again. And that's all the news we have time for today. But when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will have one more dog story for us, one that you won't want to miss, so stay tuned. Connect FM, 93.5, 95.3.
Now, here's a dog we're sure you'll remember.
Old Yeller, Old Yeller, Old Yeller. Dear Yeller, come back, Yeller. Best doggone dog in the West.
Bill Melberg. Bill, speaking of canines, you have something that's really special for us this morning, don't you?
Yes, I do, Stevie and Ryan. You know, President Obama's dog is named Bo, but here is the late, great actor Jimmy Stewart reading a poem that he wrote about his dog, another dog named Bo.
He never came to me when I would call unless I had a tennis ball, or he felt like it. But mostly, he didn't come at all. When he was young, he never learned to heel or sit or stay. He did things his way. Discipline was not his bag, but when you were with him, things sure didn't drag. He'd dig up a rose bush just to spite me, and when I'd grab him, he'd turn and bite me. He bit lots of folks from day to day. The delivery boy was his favorite prey. The gas man wouldn't read our meter. He said we owned a real man-eater. He set the house on fire, but the story's long to tell. Suffice to say that he survived and the house survived as well. And on evening walks, and Gloria took him, he was always first out the door. The old one and I brought up the rear because our bones were sore. And he'd charge up the street with Mom hanging on. What a beautiful pair they were. And if it was still light and the tourists were out, they created a bit of a stir. But every once in a while, he'd stop in his tracks and with a frown on his face, look around. It was just to make sure that the old one was there to follow him where he was bound. We're early to bedders in our house. I guess I'm the first to retire. And as I'd leave the room, he'd look at me and get up from his place by the fire. He knew where the tennis balls were upstairs, and I'd give him one for a while, and he'd push it under the bed with his nose, and I'd dig it out with a smile. But before very long, he'd tire the ball, and he'd be asleep in his corner in no time at all. And there were nights when I'd feel him climb upon our bed and lie between us, and I'd pat his head. And there were nights when I'd feel this stare, and I'd wake up and he'd be sitting there, and I'd reach out to stroke his hair, and sometimes I'd feel him sigh, and I think I know the reason why. He'd wake up at night and he would have this fear of the dark, of life, of lots of things. And he'd be glad to have me near. And now he's dead. And there are nights when I think I feel him climb upon her bed and lie between us. And I pat his head. And there are nights when I think I feel that stare, and I reach out my hand to stroke his hair, and he's not there. Oh, how I wish that wasn't so. I'll always love a dog named Bo.
Wow. That doesn't put a lump in your throat, Bill. Wow.
Well, it sure does, and a tear in your eye, especially if you're a dog lover like me and
well,
like you.
You bet. Hey, listen, I appreciate everything. And eveningwiththepresidents.com, Bill Melberg. Ryan, thank you for filling in so ably.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. I'm Stevie J from Champaign. Have a great weekend.